29. Forgiveness. Matthew 18, 21 through 35. Am I experiencing any mental torment or anxiety which could be coming from my willful unforgiveness? Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to 7 times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay you back everything. The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, Be patient with me and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said. I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you? In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers. The King James Version says tormentors, to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother sincerely and from your heart. Insight. When King Saul willfully disobeyed God's commands, the Lord began tormenting him with demons. See 1 Samuel 16:14. God, being the same yesterday, today, and forever, taught in this parable that we too will be tormented by devils for the disobedience of unforgiveness. My inbox is filled with the proof that God cannot and will not be mocked. Thousands of believers from around the world have cried out to me trying to find relief in their torments. I have even laid hands on and prayed for a few who manifested demons leaving their bodies and demonic torment leaving their souls upon their willingness to repent and forgive those that hurt them. Imagine this. You are a believer in Christ, but the thoughts coming into your head are almost always worrisome, anxious, confusing, and fearful. You're desperate for peace, and God doesn't seem to be helping you. So you start inebriating yourself daily with food, prescription or illegal drugs, alcohol, music, TV, social media, porn, exercise, recreation, or anything that provides some relief. In the end, you will be no better off than King Saul, who received temporary relief from his demons through David's harp, but still ended his life in shame and disgrace, even falling dead on his own sword. If you are tormented, fearful, regularly anxious and without peace, it may very well be that God is allowing you to be tormented by evil spirits in fulfillment of Jesus' words, because you are withholding forgiveness from someone. In his mercy, he strikes us in love to turn us from our disobedience and back to him before it is too late. The torment will usually stop as soon as you sincerely forgive, but do not delay. God only gives a certain time for us to repent. See Revelation 2:21. And if we ignore it, he may turn us over to a depraved mind and an unyielding heart. See Psalm 81:11-12, Jude 2:19-21, and Romans 1:24. Forgiveness can often be just as impossible as freeing yourself from a terrible addiction. We must depend on God and stand on what I have come to call the three pillars of victory in the Christian life: the humility to know that you cannot, the faith to know that he can, and the patience to wait until he does. Please, this is so important. Are you, or someone you know, struggling with unforgiveness? Please watch the included related content below. You will find several beautiful testimonials like Mary, Kay, and Layla, who all got instantly free from the torments of demons by simple obedience to Jesus's teachings. Plus, I've included a one-hour teaching about finding freedom and peace with God through forgiveness. Eyes upon Jesus.